Now, our text is this: therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. The brethren were faithful in doctrine and practice, apparently faithful in their worship, walk, ways, and works, but the apostle still urges them to remain so. You see that throughout the Bible, don't you? Throughout the Word of God. There's no resting on our lees. There's no becoming complacent. No, so long as we still have a sin nature, so long as the devil is still walking about seeking to seduce and corrupt us, so long as we live in this fallen world, Christians have the pressing need to take care, to be diligent, to stand fast in the Lord. In the Lord. In the Lord. That is, in His truth, in love, in obedience to Him, and relying on His strength and grace. There are many Christians nowadays, and it's always been this way, and sometimes better, sometimes worse, but they stand fast, but it's not in the Lord. It's not in faithfulness. They have spiritual corruption in their lives, you see, in their doctrine, in their practice. And they'll stand fast, and sometimes they'll stand fast in foolishness even. Christians can get into all sorts of things that they just run like a herd sometimes into foolishness and things that, no, they should not stand fast in. And it's things of this world oftentimes, and some sort of new thing or ideology or whatever it might be, and they neglect the things of the Lord, His truth. And they ought to be standing fast in the Lord, in His truth, not in deception, not in some compromise, not in some foolish, what would we say, like a fad almost, or everybody jumps on board some conspiracy thing perhaps that, it has no basis in fact, or even common sense. No, we need to stand fast in the Lord, in His truth, and do this in love, and in obedience to Him, and relying on His strength and His grace, staying close to Him. Stand fast. The meaning is, do not move. Stay there. Stay rooted and grounded in faith, hope, and love, in the Word of God, and obedience to Him. Don't move. Stay there. Stand fast. Don't move a little backwards. Don't move a little to one side. Stand fast. Don't move. Stand fast against everything and everyone which is contrary to the Word of God, to the doctrines of our faith, to right worship, to faithful service, to everything having to do with faith and practice, obedience, and life. Stand fast in the Lord. And Colossians 2, verse 7, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught by the Word of God, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And also from Ephesians 3, verse 17, rooted and grounded in love. Stand fast in the Lord. Rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and built up in Him. Established in the faith. Abounding, of course, with thanksgiving. The Word of God is filled with this command to stand fast, exhortations to this duty. 1 Corinthians, verse 16. No, the verse is 13, the chapter 16. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Galatians 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There's, of course, immediate application of that with regard to the Judaizers, but then there's also, of course, an application to all corrupting doctrine, all compromise. It is all bondage. It's just all bondage to sin, to selfish self, to it's bondage to falsehoods. It just leads into bondage of all kinds. There's liberty in Christ, but we have to stand fast in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 8, for now we live if ye stand fast in the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. And of course, now we have the whole canon of Scripture. It's closed, and so we stand fast in the word of the Lord. Ephesians 6, we're going to read 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, to withstand, not to budge, not to move, not to be driven backward, not to be seduced away from the word of the Lord and faithfulness to the Lord, but to withstand whatever it is. And our brethren are withstanding right now persecution, withstand in the evil day. Yes, to withstand the opinions of men. Yes, to withstand when corrupting brethren would lead us into, well, spiritual corruption, compromise. Withstand that desire we all have inside us to get along, that sort of thing. We have to do our duty. That desire we have not to be misunderstood. Sometimes we have to be misunderstood. We don't go out of our way to be misunderstood. We don't go out of our way to be controversial. That would be wrong. But we have to withstand an evil day, and having done all, to stand, withstand all the wiles and the schemes and the seductions of the devil. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Watching in prayer and watching, being a watchful people, so that we stand and we are not drawn off of the word of the Lord. We're not drawn off from the Lord himself. We have 1 Corinthians 15, the verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. A similar command to what our text has. Be steadfast, unmovable. That's why I say, stand fast in the Lord here. Be unmovable. We're to be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me just point out, it says here, be ye steadfast. To continue on then, to continue on, to be determined to continue on in faithfulness, be unmovable. So stand fast in the Lord then, not being moved off from faithfulness, the truth as it is in Jesus, but not just standing either, but always abounding in the work of the Lord then. Abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The Lord will bless faithfulness. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Whatever loss suffered in this life will be recompensed and rewarded by the Lord. We have his promise. It's purely of his grace. But the Lord will bless faithfulness even in this world. And as for our gospel labors, that works not in vain. And when you consider verse 58 follows on, the context is the glorious resurrection and the everlasting life to follow. Well, then you think of gospel labors and your labor's not in vain in the Lord. Well, of course not. That works not in vain. It has eternal worth in that it is the saving of souls. It is what the Lord uses for the saving of souls. Stand fast in the Lord is our text. Previously, the apostle wrote in the verse 27 of chapter 1 of this epistle, only let your conversation, of course, again, that refers to us as being citizens of heaven, of the Lord's eternal kingdom, his kingdom of light, grace, and glory. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. If the persecuted church is told, commanded, exhorted, and expected by the Lord to stand fast in the Lord, and of course with the sure knowledge he will be with them, of course, and enable them, not that they won't suffer, but if this is true, then how could it be that the church not suffering persecution would not be expected to stand fast. And we would add, how shameful if we don't. And what does it look like to the persecuted church, not to mention the Lord? How does he view this? If we don't stand fast with the little bit it costs us, that's just shameful. That's despicable. Let's be honest with ourselves.